بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كونوا من أبناء الآخرة ولا تكونوا من أبناء الدنيا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Honorable ulama, respected huffaz, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we commence with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. May Allah's choices, salutations and durood continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our teacher, mentor and our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, in every era and in every place, there have always been the relatively rich people and the poverty stricken. In the golden era of Islam, there were Sahaba like Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu who would faint due to hunger, due to the pangs of hunger, due to the food, the stomach having no food intake, they would faint because of hunger. Rasulullah, me and you know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would also often pass days when there was absolutely nothing in any of his homes to eat. Together with that, at the same time, there were Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in who were relatively rich, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored with wealth. However, those that were in need were taught not to beg, let alone ask. They were taught not to beg, let alone ask. They would conceal their poverty to that extent that even the neighbor would not be able to know that this person had slept last night hungry or on a full stomach. However, respected elders and friends, when Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in detected the plight of the poor, then they opened their hearts even if it meant sacrificing their own needs. The moment they knew that there was somebody in need, then they sacrificed their own needs to give preference to the needs of other people. Now the reality of this last statement is vividly explained or is vividly mentioned or witnessed in a famous incident where we might have heard this incident where a Sahabi receives a goat head as a gift. Despite having nothing himself, he felt that his neighbor was more in need, hence he passes on this gift to his neighbor. His neighbor, despite having nothing himself, feels that the third neighbor is more in need and he passes on this gift to his third neighbor. And in this manner, this goat head reaches right up to the seventh neighbor. Of course, he does not know where it originated from, hence he passes it back right to the first neighbor. Respected elders and friends, they always gave preference to others over their own self. Similarly is the case of the Sahabi who put his children to sleep. He himself and his wife having very little of food to eat, but because there was a guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who needed to be fed that night, they lulled their babies to sleep and themselves gave preference to the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are numerous other incidents of this nature in the lives of these illustrious companions and those who perhaps came after them as well. For us it is very difficult, perhaps almost impossible, to emulate these beautiful examples and the lifestyle of these illustrious people. But nevertheless, there are great lessons from these incidents. There are great lessons from these incidents. Allow me, from the time that I have, just to point two or three lessons that we can learn from the wealth that Allah has favored me and you with. You see, as we know, we are living in times where the distinction between the rich and the poor and the gap between these two classes is becoming greater all the time. It's happening around the world. Don't have to elucidate on it. I don't have to go into detail about it. In 1998, the ratio was between 72 to 1. At the moment, it is much greater than that. Nevertheless, respected elders and friends, indeed, as a community, the generosity of the Muslims in South Africa towards the people suffering within their borders, as well as those across their borders, indeed is something exceptional. We say Alhamdulillah to that, Allahumma zid fazid, may Allah increase us in that. But the question is, can we be really content with the level of assistance we are giving to those who are less fortunate? Undoubtedly, it is unnatural to create a one-class society. It will never happen. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared in the Quran Kareem that some have been elevated in livelihood over others in their financial capacity. That is Allah's decree, that is how Allah has planned. Also, if someone can afford the luxuries of this world with halal wealth that he has earned, then it is absolutely permissible for him to do so. Nevertheless, the point that I wish to drive home today is the situation around us and the situation in the world demands that there should be some moderation in our spending. There should be some moderation in our spending on the luxuries of this world, so at least we could share a little bit more with those who are less fortunate. Allow me to explain to you this statement by way of an example. You wish to purchase a luxury vehicle. You want to buy a car. You wish to purchase a luxury vehicle with the money that you have earned in an absolutely halal manner. There is absolutely no involvement in interest or usury or any other violation of the Sharia in the purchase of that vehicle. In principle, it is permissible to spend a few hundred thousand rands to purchase that vehicle. But now, you are faced with the choice of the model. Now you got a problem. Which model do you buy? The top of the range has a very powerful engine. It's got a powerful engine. It's got all the fancy trimmings and a few extra features that many owners will really use. That's the beauty part. You know, you see all these SUVs and all these MPVs, mashallah, these bulky, massive vehicles. I don't think so. 1 inch of mud has ever reached those vehicles also for what they are meant. Mashallah, but it's nice, it's good, makes you feel like, you know, a macho, oh, I'm driving a big vehicle. But nevertheless, respected elders and friends, now you've got a choice. You've got this massive vehicle to buy. You want to buy the top of the range. You've got all the fancy trimmings in there. Right, now you're going to spend a few extra thousand rands on that. But the bottom of the range as well has all the luxuries. But it's got a smaller engine, but nevertheless it has a smaller engine, but it can still travel 200 k's an hour. A very dangerous speed to travel at. Ask the MEC of Education in Mpumalanga what happened to him. Understand? So at 200 k's an hour, it's a bit dangerous to travel, but it can do that speed. It's a smaller engine, perhaps it has less trimmings, but it comes at a lesser price. Now, the price difference between the two models, the top of the range and the bottom of the range, is about 70 to 100 grand. It's about 70 to 100 grand. Moderation requires that we be content in this temporary abode with the luxuries of the bottom range. We be content with the luxuries of the bottom range, or of course not in the bottom range, then at least in the middle range. Now respected elders and friends, that 70 grand or that 100 grand, wallah, could put up a basic shelter for a homeless person. That 70 or 100 grand could put food into the belly of so many a people. Indeed, there are thousands of such people that are living in our backyards. If one has the courage and the heart to settle for a simpler vehicle and spread the savings in various other dini projects that are taking place in our communities and in our societies, how much more won't we be able to make this ummah a vibrant ummah? The same will apply, for instance, in the choice of built-in cupboards that we use in our homes. The same would apply in the curtains that perhaps we hang in our homes, in the household furniture that we use in our homes, and the many, many, many other personal items that a person requires to see through his livelihood and to see through his phase of this life. So you have the top of the range, you have the middle range, and you have the bottom range. My Nabi has mentioned khairul umuri awsatuha, that the best of affairs and the best of decisions that a person can make in any facet and in any aspect of his life is when he opts for the middle path. Respected elders and friends, great savings can be achieved with the less fortunate by merely adopting moderation in those things which are permissible. Now can we, just for one moment, imagine the amount of savings that we will make and the amount of help that we can give to dini projects if all the wealth that is spent on haram or which is wasted in lavish weddings, etc. Just think and ponder for a moment, respected elders and friends. How much of money does not the parents spend in trying to get their daughter or son married? It goes into hundreds of thousands of rands. Wallah, friends, these are avenues that we are spending money that perhaps is not permissible. Unfortunately, 3-4 months down the line, those marriages are not working. While our wealth could be used to elevate the suffering of the poor, and while our wealth could be used to perhaps put food on the table for those who do not know where their next meal is coming from, respected elders and friends, how much more satisfaction, how much more contentment won't we get from the aspect and from the dua of that person whom we have assisted? Respected elders and friends, we need to start looking beyond our comfort zones. There are Muslims who are selling their iman due to poverty. They are actually selling their iman due to poverty. Little children in our country sometimes fail to attend school or madrasa because they do not have anything to eat in the morning to come to school or madrasa. Respected elders and friends, the material luxuries of this world may bring a little bit of satisfaction to the body. It may bring a little bit of satisfaction to the heart and to the mind. But feeding a starving person, putting shelter over the head of a roofless person, clothing a child who comes to madrasa with hardly any clothing, and such acts of generosity will bring immense peace and tranquility to the heart, an unimaginable comfort in the hereafter. Crisis upon crisis engulfed this ummah. Every day in the news, we hear of a different crisis that is engulfing this ummah. How do we respond to these situations? How do we react to these situations? What is our moral obligation? What answer will we give to Allah on the day of Qiyamah? Friends, Rasulullah is reported to have said that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask His servant, that, "Oh my servant, I was sick, but you did not visit me." The servant will reply, "But oh Allah, you are Lord of the worlds. You are Lord of the worlds. How can I visit you and how can you get sick?" So Allah will say, "But so and so person in my ummah was sick. Had you visited him, you would have found me there." Allah will then further say, "Oh my servant, I was hungry, but you did not feed me." The servant will reply, "Oh Allah, you are Lord of the worlds. Oh Allah, you are Lord of the worlds. How can I feed you? How can you get hungry?" Allah will reply, "Did you not know that so and so servant of mine was hungry? Had you fed him, you would have found me with him." Respected elders and friends, the wealth that we possess is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to spend our wealth in the manner that He becomes pleased with. And alhamdulillah, with a great amount of satisfaction, I can tell you that, you know, the brothers in our community, whenever there was a crisis, whenever there was a need in the ummah, it is you brothers that have opened up your hearts to the needs of this ummah. Allah, may Allah reward you abundantly. May Allah reward you immensely for that. But never let us stop and say, "How much more can I achieve?" And in this regard, alhamdulillah, you know, we are so fortunate that we have initiated an Islamic library in our community. We have initiated and started up an Islamic library, perhaps one of its kind in our province. One of its kind in our province, where a person can go, take a book for a week or two, read it, understand what Islam requires of him, come back and take another book. Friends, we know when we die, when we leave this world, everything is left behind. Everything. Those who come with us to the janazah as well, they also come back. But there are certain actions which inshallah, if we will do, will continue accruing rewards for us even while we are sleeping in our qabrs. And one of those is to spend on knowledge. One of those is to spend on knowledge. If you were the means of purchasing a book, and if somebody benefited from that book, somebody perhaps changed his life because of reading something in that book, until that person continues to do actions, he passes it on to somebody else, that person continues to do actions, that reward inshallah will be received by you. So we have an opportunity, alhamdulillah. We have managed to purchase some books inshallah tonight after the Maghrib Salah. Tonight after the Maghrib Salah, inshallah, will be the official opening of our Islamic library that will take place here in our masjid, after which brothers will go to the library, have a look at it. You can join us for some refreshments as well after that, inshallah, and a dua will be made where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this humble effort of ours, inshallah. So we appeal and we request brothers to join us. We invite you to join us tonight, inshallah, after the Maghrib Salah for the opening of our Islamic library for the men after the Maghrib, and tomorrow, inshallah, at 11 a.m. for our mothers and sisters, inshallah. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. for our mothers and sisters. So today's collection, inshallah, will go towards the purchasing of good Islamic literature for our children, for ourselves, for our youth, inshallah, who can come to this library and take maximum benefit from it, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.